first home lead win. It must be hard to take having come back from a goal down.
Boys are absolutely floored in there. And you know, we've, as manager and assistant manager and goalkeeping coach, our staff, we're putting a brave face on it. But look, you know, in terms of the performance in the match, couldn't be any prouder of the players. I thought they were absolutely immense. And you know, Marty had a good little word with the boys at the end and just sort of said it shows how far we've progressed, in that we've come off a game where we've played against you know, a good team, a big team, with 10 men for nearly an hour, and we're coming off the pitch disappointed that we've drawn the game. So, you know, that's the broader sense. When you get into injury time and you're winning 2-1 though, you're really almost expecting to hang on. And I've just sort of said there, when we cleared the real scramble before, it was you know, evidence of the fight and the willingness that's there within the group. You know, and I think if that ball goes out for a throw-in rather than a corner, it's time up. But it's a corner, obviously. Crawford's got no option but to let it play on, and the worst possible thing happens. So look, it's really tough to take. But you know, I'm heartened again, not only by the performance, by the character that's within this group, because we've had a setback at Ayr a couple of weeks ago, conceding a late equaliser. The setback here against Morton, where we conceded, you know, 3 goals in 6 minutes, it cost us a result from a seemingly really, you know, 3 points in the bag type of position. And the games after those, they just bounce back and put in the same level of performance. They have the same drive, same commitment, and the quality just keeps getting better and better. I mean, I thought you know, 3 or 4 of our players were outstanding in terms of their use of the ball in the second half, after having worked really hard to get in position to deny Dunfermline space and things like that. You know, they were really good. So hey, we're obviously disappointed, but again, over the course of 90 minutes, it's a point gain for us towards the target that they're going to need to reach the league position we want. So that's the way we're looking at it.
Big chance for 3-1, wasn't it, with the new boy, Scott, coming in?
It was, and the way his body shape was, I actually thought he was going to drag it and go around the goalkeeper. And it's you know, fine margins again. I think there was, in the Morton game, we had a chance to go 4-1 up with Phil Johnston as well. So little moments like that turn, and we've spoken about that with the boys. And again, like I said, you know, when you get the organisation and the application and the willingness to work and throwing the bodies in front of the ball and scrambling right at the end, you sort of think, well, that's you know, symbolic of the performance today, but also the characters within the group. And you think, you just don't quite get the rewards when the ball breaks and they smash one in the top corner. But that's the game. It can be that way sometimes.
On the positive side, you've closed the gap, albeit by a point, on Ayr and Steny, who both lost today.
Yeah, look, and that's, as I say, that's what I've just said to the boys. As disappointed as we are because the goal came so late, you know, let's bring it into context. It's a point closer to the target that we need. And if over the next few weeks we go every 2 games picking up 4 points, I think we'll be fine.
Well done. Cheers. Thanks.